And good Monday morning from Classic in the Country. It's day three, game 16, getting ready to get underway here as we have Olentangy and Mason out of Division One getting ready to square off here at Classic in the Country. That's coming your way next on WKLM.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
High school students, it's time. Buckeye Career Center's 2026-27 high school application is now available. If you're ready to explore hands-on learning, discover your future career path, or dive into a program you're passionate about, Buckeye Career Center is the place to start. And new this year, apply by January 16th to receive priority acceptance consideration. Submitting your application early gives you the best chance at securing your spot in the program you want. Don't wait. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to apply today.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Brr, it's colder than a freezer aisle in January.
Good thing Roadie's IGA in Millersburg is heating things up with hot savings.
Like 85% lean 10-pound tube ground beef, $5.28 a pound. That's a lot of burgers.
And USDA Choice Boneless English Roast for $5.98 a pound. Plus party chicken wings for only $2.98 a pound. Now that's a party.
Add baby back ribs for $3.48 a pound and butterball ground turkey $4.98.
Top it off with a 3-pound bag of Cara Carrot oranges for just $3.98. Dinner just got colorful.
Warm up your meals and cool down your spending now through Sunday
at Roadie's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
The other guy's insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
Mason taking on Olentangy here in game or two of day three of the Classic of the Country. Mason out of Division One. The record is 9-4. Mason, of course, they played in the Classic of the Country as well before this yesterday in their contest as well for Mason. And they'll play again here in this contest for the day as they fell yesterday to Toledo Notre Dame 41-31 in their game yesterday. And their record is 9-4 overall. And for Olentangy, a record of 12-2. They're also out of Division One. We'll take a break, come back with more to you in the starting lineups after this on WKLM.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health. Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
And it's now time for the introduction of the starting lineups. And for us, here's Scott Miller. For the visiting team on the scoreboard this afternoon, the Comets of Mason High School. They are the largest high school in the state of Ohio. Number five, a 5'9 freshman guard, Clara Anderson. Number 24, a 5'8 sophomore guard, Nicole Davis. Number 31, a 5'8 senior guard, Anna Habra. Number 44, a 5'2 junior guard, Maggie DeBross. And number 14, Alyssa Weitz. And those will be your starters for Mason, coached by head coach Gideon Dudgeon. For the Braves of Olin Tangi, they are the home team on the scoreboard, coached by head coach Clark Ransom. Number one for Olin Tangi, the Braves, senior guard Ryan Kirtle. Number three, senior forward Mia Kirtley. Number five, junior guard Karina Agwal. And number 12, senior guard Whitney Stafford, along with number 14, junior forward Peyton Colbert. All right, Scott, thank you. Two teams out of D1. Both teams went to the regional championship a season ago at the D1 level. So two teams that had great seasons last year. It should be a good battle, really, between two D1 schools here in this morning matchup.
Yeah, you know, you look at these teams, and we know that Mason, you know, are always a perennial Division I power for coming from that southwest part of the state of Ohio. Olin Tangi from our central part of the state of Ohio, the central region. You know, they've beaten some really good teams that have also played here, including that Portsmouth team that we just saw. They beat them 67-65 earlier in the season.
All ready to go here in game number two of the final day of the Classic in the Country. Mason has the basketball going right to left, pass goes inside and stolen away just like that by Karina Hager-Wall. It'll be Olin Tangi basketball going left to right with it. Pass goes right side. Three-pointer for the air by Stafford. That's no good. Rebound going to be fought for and finally he picked up. Now by Mia Kirtley with the offensive rebound. Braves have the basketball. Cross-court pass left side to Ryan Kirtley. Back in the corner, in the dribble by Wall, out top Kirtley, right side pass goes to Stafford. Stafford, handoff, top of the key, three-pointer by Colbert. Her shot no good, rebound going to be picked up inside by Anna Habra. Mason basketball to the front court. Pass goes left wing now to Anderson. Anderson to the baseline, shovels the left point back to Habra. Habra drive, lane, her shot off the last, that's going to be good. Anna Habra. 2-0 lead for Mason. The Eastern Michigan command, and the Braves have the basketball across the timeline. Here's the dribble to the foul line. 15-footer up in the air by Stafford. She'll knock it down from 15 feet away, Whitney Stafford. Here's a tie, and you know, tied up at two apiece. Mason basketball, pass goes right wing. Grabbed by Davis. Holds on it, gives it out top of the pass to Clara Anderson. Freshman guard back to Davis. Back on the left side, received now by Anna Habra. Back on the, I should say, over to Jane Davis. Top of the key. Inside goes the Hopper, inside the paint. Her shot up in the air going to be no good. Rebound going to be pulled down by Whitney Stafford. Long pass front court now to Kirtley. On the right wing pass to that Wall. Wall three-pointer up in the air. She'll knock it down. Karina Ager-Wall gives Olin Tangi a 5-2 lead.
Good passing by Olin Tangi so far.
Mason basketball on the right side. Nicole Davis has it. Shovels it out top now to Jane Davis. Left wing pass. On the dribble now on the pass out top by Brooks. Right wing over to Jane Davis. Around the perimeter they go for Mason. The Comets get the pass off now into the hands of Anna Habra. Habra thought about it. Pass and set goes left wing. Back to Habra. Habra to the foul line. Stutter step. Back step. Here shot up. Going to be no good on the step back. Rebound fought for. Knocked to the corner. Chased down. On the board by Mia Kirtley, the senior. Olentangy basketball. They have a 5-2 lead. Now to Kirtley. Passing the corner. Goes out top. Over to Stafford. On the left wing. Received now by Kirtley. Here's the drive to the foul line by Ryan Kirtley. Scoop shot now by Stafford's no good. Rebound going to be hauled inside. This time on the board by Alyssa Weitz. Drive, lane, ball poked loose, goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Olentangy, and Mason will keep the basketball. Mason, beneath thrown backboard, trailing by three. 5:19 to play in the first quarter. Habra's pass, right wing now to Nicole Davis. Hands it back off to Habra. Habra to the corner, her three-pointer's up there, going to be no good. Rebound, knocked to the floor. Dove after, going to be a loose ball foul called. Weiss got the rebound. The foul called, I believe, as well, though, on Ryan Kirtley for Olentangy, but also Weiss is injured. She's going to be attended to, kind of holding on to that left leg. So we'll tend to the injured player with 5:11 to play first quarter, 5-2 Olentangy. We'll take this injury timeout on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Play back in her way after the injury to Alyssa Weitz, helped off to the floor here, so obviously hate to see that. Hopefully she'll be all right. But out for the game here at this point for this Mason team. And it'll be, you know, Olentangy basketball as we resume action. Back out top to Ryan Kirtley, down to the corner. Here's the dribble now on the drive by Wall. And gets called for traveling on the drive by Karina Ager-Wall. That'll be a turnover on the Braves. That'll be their first. Full court pressure is on by Olentangy. Inbounded by Habra in the backcourt. Here's the dribble. Back over to Habra in that backcourt off that pass from Clara Anderson. Into the frontcourt now. Received now on the pass by Jane Davis. Back to Anderson. The pass by Maggie DeBrossi. Back out top to DeBrossi. Surveys the defense. Gets the pass to Jane Davis now high on the right. Left wing back to DeBrossi. Dribbles it to the corner. Here's the three-pointer by Clara Anderson now. Her shot is knocked down. Clara Anderson from deep. That'll tie the game up at five apiece. Second tie in the first quarter. Olentangy has the basketball. Here's Stafford out top. Right wing pass, Ryan Kirtley. Kirtley against that 2-3 zone defense. Now to Stafford with it high on the left. Now to Kirtley with it on that right side. Tied at five. Kirtley out top of the pass to Ager-Wall. Left wing pass to Stafford. Around the perimeter they go. Out top to Peyton Kohlberger on the right side. Back over to Ager-Wall. Back out top. Kirtley packs it over to Wall. Wall to the foul line. Left wing pass through the corner. Three-pointer going to be banked in. Did it count? Yes, it did. Just before that shot clock sounded, banked in from the corner by Peyton Kohlberg. That three-point basketball count. Tough angle as well. Somehow she got that to bank in. 8-5 Olentangy. Mason has the basketball. Here's Maggie DeBrasi. Gets the handoff. Now to Jane Davis. Left wing pass DeBrasi. Out top to Nicole Davis. She'll find on the pass back over to Nicole Davis. Over to Jane Davis on the right point. Back out top over to Anna Habra. Back in the right wing. Over to Jane Davis. Drive to the lane. Don't pass inside. Who's over to Kara Anderson. She missed the layup. Rebound. Will be pulled down by Mia Kirtley. Braves basketball. It's the handoff now. Cross-court pass over to Whitney Stafford. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Missed everything. Trickles out of bounds after the missed shot. In the basin, will have the basketball. 8-5 Olin Tangi. Just under 3 minutes to play first quarter. Jaron Aber producing this live stream coverage. So you can go pay-per-view for that if you'd like to log on and purchase this game at WKLM.live. Courtesy of Claxon Communications. Out top goes to Maggie DeBrasi for Mason. Left wing pass. Nicole Davis, her three-pointer is knocked down. Nicole Davis has the answer. Her first points. Ties it up for a third time at 8 apiece. They're trading baskets in this first period from the recenter. 2.5 to go. Here's Olin Tangi with the basketball. Stafford with it high on the left. Works it against Anderson. Lobs it out top to Kirtley on the right side pass to Karina Agarwal. Back out top. Here's Whitney Stafford with the basketball. To the foul line. To the lane. Back to the corner. Now grab down the far end. Left wing dribble now by Mia Kirtley. Her shot, her pass rather, going to be stolen away. Anna Haber got the steal. Her pass, her shot goes to coast. She'll lay it up and in. Anna Haber the steal and the basket. She has four. Now a 10-8 lead for Mason. Second lead change of the opening quarter. After the first turnover on Olin Chansey. He's going to drive the other end. Shot left hand going to be good. Knocked down on the drive by Karina Agarwal. She has five. We're tied up for a fourth time at 10 apiece. Comets with the basketball out top to DeBrasi. Left wing pass Habra. Habra to the corner, to the baseline. Gets it back out to DeBrasi. She'll find Jane Nicole Davis. Back to DeBrasi. 1.5 to play. First quarter tied up at 10 apiece. Left wing pass DeBrasi. Out top now to Anderson. She'll find Jane Davis. Back to Anderson out top. Anderson around the foul circle goes to Habra. Habra back inside cutting. Jane Davis grabs it. Her shot no good, but she'll draw a foul. Good cut by Jane Davis. And Habra found her. Now she'll be at the foul line to shoot two. Second team foul on Olin Tangi in this first quarter of play. And then it'll be on Peyton Kohlberg, her first personal foul. Free throw up going to be good by Jane Davis, the 5'9 junior.
Both teams shooting the ball very efficiently so far in this first quarter.
Entertaining first quarter for sure. Davis, her first point. This free throw's up in the air. That's going to be no good. Rebound going to be knocked to the floor. Scrum for that basketball. It'll be a held ball. Arrow does point, however, to Olin Tangi.
So Olin Tangi will give them that defensive rebound.
And timeout, meanwhile, by Mason. 11-10 lead for Mason with 1:10 to play first quarter. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Entertaining first quarter so far, four ties and two lead changes, and a really good start here in this one here between the two Division I teams.
Yeah, you know, we saw Mason play yesterday. I know Olin Tangi also had a game under their belt from the Classic yesterday, and both very good teams. You know, Mason playing in that really big conference down in southwestern Ohio, so you know that they're going to be bringing a good program to the Classic in the Country every time that they show up here.
Olin Tangi basketball out of the timeout, trailing 11-10. Here's Whitney Stafford, right side. It should say in the pass out top by Sammy Quant. Quant will have it. Now the sophomore. Cross-court pass down to Whitney Stafford. Stafford. Cross-court pass right side goes to Karina Agarwal. Back in the corner. Dribble by Quant. Back out top Stafford. Right side pass on the handoff in the Agarwal. Here's the dribble to right wing by Stafford. Cross-court pass left corner. Here's a deep three-pointer by Agarwal. She'll knock it down with the left hand from deep. Karina Agarwal with that three-point basket.
She's now two for two from beyond the arc. has 8 points overall. 13-11 lead now for Olin Tanji. The third lead change of the first quarter. Mason has the ball with 30 seconds to play. Jane Davis over to Clara Anderson. And gets a pass off now high on the right. Mason with the basketball. Left side pass, Anna Habra. 20 seconds to go. Back on the right wing. To the corner. Picked up. Back to Habra. Habra dribbles it. She'll find DeBrossi. Now Habra to the baseline. Lost it and stole it away. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. The dribble now by Conkling. Gets a pass off. 1 second. Lost away and now stolen. A turnover to close out the first quarter of action. At the end of one, Olin Tanji 13, Mason 11. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
All ready for quarter number two here at the Reese Center. Final day of Classic in the Country. Games throughout the day. Of course, pay-per-view live stream coverage at WKLM.live. And all interviews being posted on the WKLM YouTube page as well as all on the radio here for today as well. It'll be Mason basketball out of the timeout. To begin the second quarter. Pass inside by Habra. Goes inside. Back to Habra in the corner. Habra, her shot from 18 feet away. She'll knock it down. Anna Habra with that basket. She has 6 first half points. We're tied up again at 13 apiece. Olin Tanji basketball. Pass right side to Whitney Stafford. Out top to Agarwal. Her deep three runners up there are going to be no good on the 3-point basket by Wall. Rebound putback is good by Whitney Stafford. Stafford has 4. 15-13. Olin Tanji. Mason has it. Here's Habra to the front court. Hands it off to Jane Davis. Gets it back out. Off the hands of DeBrossi. She'll track it back down. DeBrossi's pass goes to Nicole Davis near the midcourt line. Mason ball down by 2. Goes near side of the pass now to Sophie Roberts. Gets the handoff. Here's Habra. Habra to the foul line. To the lane. Run by Habra. Going to be off the rim. No good. Rebound snapped out of bounds. It'll be Olin Tanji basketball. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Scott Miller. Mason was 2-for-3 from beyond the arc for 66%. Olin Tanji 3-of-6 for 50%. Mason 2-of-6 from two-point range, 33%. Olin Tanji 2-of-3 for 66%. Mason 1-of-2 for the foul line. Olin Tanji did not attempt a foul shot. Olin Tanji had rebounded Mason 6-to-4. 3 turnovers for Mason, 2 for Olin Tanji in that third quarter of play. Meanwhile, 3-pointer going to be no good. And rebound picked up by Anna Habra. That 3-pointer missed by number 11, which I don't have for Olin Tanji. Here the dribble now about to the baseline. Shot up going to be by Nicole Davis. No good. Got her own rebound. Davis, triple team, gets a pass off. Back out top. Here's Anna Habra. Kicks it right side. Anna Anderson. Back to Habra. Out top, Jane Davis. Left wing pass, Nicole Davis. Back to the corner now. Back out top. Cross-court pass goes across midcourt. That's going to be a half-court violation. Habra picks it up, and there will be a turnover on Mason. There'll be their fourth turnover of this first half. Mason, and now checking in. Emily Sears checking in, the sophomore. Olin Tanji has the basketball. Agarwal, three-pointer from the right corner, be no good by number 11. Rebound going to be grabbed inside by Emily Sears. 11 missed the three. Sears got the rebound. A shot up on the other end will be no good inside by Nicole Davis. Rebound going to be pulled down this time on the board. And on the rebound was number 11. Pass goes inside. Going to be deflected away. Here's the foul inside the paint. And that's going to be a foul called on Mason. That's her first team foul of this third quarter.
Mason foul number 12, Emily Sears. Allie
Retzinger, number 11 for this Olin Tangi team. Free throw up here going to be no good.
Just,
yeah, thanks. We got it.
First free throw, no good. She'll have one more to go. Last foul on Emily Sears. Second free throw is good. Splitting the pair that time. Going to be with a shot, Willie Stafford. Stafford has now 5 points. Meanwhile, going to be a foul called to the other end on Olin Tangi in the drive by Clara Anderson. And now a timeout is going to be called. 16-13 lead in favor of Olin Tangi's. 5:41 to play in the half. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
10, 11, 12, 13.
Right now, three-point basket in favor of Olin Tangi. Mason's at the channel foul line. Clara Anderson has the free throw. Her first free throw is going to be no good. Anderson, 5'9", freshman. Second free throw. That's up. That's going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound going to be pulled down. On the board that time is Sammy Quant. Braves will have the basketball in a three-point lead. Here's Whitney Stafford on the left wing. Stafford top of the key. 5.5 to play, second quarter. They're up 16-13 are the Braves. Now they'll spread the floor against that Mason defense. Stafford picks it up. Gets a pass off now to Mia Kirtley. Right side pass, Sammy Quant. Quant right wing gets the handoff now to Agarwal. Back in the left wing. Into the hands of Aiden Conkling. Gets it back out top to Stafford. Her three-pointers up there going to be knocked down from deep. That's Whitney Stafford.
Stafford,
her first made three-pointer of the game. Inside Clara Anderson under the basket. Wraparound pass. She'll throw it away. There's a turnover on Mason. And with that pass, goes across midcourt. And he's thrown away again. There's a turnover on Olin Tangi. Back inside. Deflected on the floor. Going to be stolen by Olin Tangi this time. So turnover fest here these last couple of possessions. Rays will have the basketball. 4:40 to play. Second quarter. They're up 19-13. Whitney Stafford gets the handoff over to Sammy Quant, the sophomore. Shovels a pass on the left wing. Grabbed now by Stafford. Back out top now to Kirtley. Right side pass. Received now by Sammy Quant. Back out top. Three-pointer by Agarwal. Her shot's knocked down by the left-hander, Karina Agarwal. She has 11, her third main three-pointer. All of a sudden, a 22-13 advantage for Olin Tangi. And I believe going to be a turnover also off that inbounds pass for Mason. So they're going to get the ball right back. So things kind of spiraling out of control in favor of Olin Tangi here in the second quarter. Ball's out top now to Sammy Quant. And she'll find Conkling. Three-pointer by Agarwal. Going to be no good that time. Good box out by Nicole Davis. She got the rebound. But that pass going to be knocked out of bounds on the outlet pass. And it'll be Mason basketball. The Mason's struggling right now here in quarter number two. As for Olin Tangi, in fact, they've outscored Mason 9-2 in the second quarter. In Madden in the backcourt to Clara Anderson for the Comets. Down to Anna Hobber. She'll be bumped and fouled. That foul slapped on Sammy Quant. Second team foul on Olin Tangi. And for Quant, that'll be her first personal foul. 4:04 to play, second quarter. McRoy alongside Scott Miller for the broadcast. Game two of day number three of the Classic in the Country. Full court pressures on by the Braves. Habra to inbound. Habra, baseball pass over the press. She'll find Anderson. Anderson to the basket. Anderson layup off the glass is going to be good. Good heads of play by Habra. She found Anderson. Anderson now has five, makes it a 7-point ball game. Olin Tangi basketball. Pass goes left wing to Stafford. Stafford dribbles it to the foul line. Shovels a pass right wing now to Agarwal. Wall, top of the key, to the foul line. Wall stumbles, and there's the travel. They caught it. That'll be a turnover on Olin Tangi. They have four now in the first half. Mason trying to
turn things around here. Now down 22-15, presses on. Here's Habra. She'll race it across the timeline. Habra down to the right wing. Habra stepped through her layup. Off the glass, it's going to be no good. Great move, but she missed the shot, spun out of the rim. It'll be a rebound grab by Stafford. Braves basketball. Stafford now to the foul line. Step back. Good defense. It's out on top to Sammy Kwan. Three-pointer right corner by Mia Kirtley. She'll miss the shot. Rebound goes to Habra. Comets with it. 3:19 to play. Second quarter. And they trail it by seven. Habra's pass near side. And received by Sufi Roberts, the sophomore. Roberts gets it out top to Jane Davis. Down to Habra with it high on the right. Lobs it inside. Goes over to Anderson. She breaks free. She'll bank it up and in. Anderson, good cut to the basket. She has 7 points off the assist from Habra. Three-pointer meanwhile by Agarwal. That's going to be knocked down. And Agarwal, she'll knock it down from anywhere. Another three-pointer by Agarwal. 25-17, Olentangy. Fourth main three-pointer by Agarwal. Mason basketball. 2:40 to play. Second quarter. Inside pass goes to Jay Davis. She'll be pushed from behind in the back on that foul. They'll be slapped on Aiden Conkling. 13th foul on Olentangy. And Conkling has her second personal foul. 2.5 to play, second quarter. Comets have it beneath their own backboard, trailing 25-17. Matt Croy alongside Scott Miller for the broadcast. That ball inbounded and be grabbed by cutting Nicole Davis. She'll bank it in off the inbounds pass. Nicole Davis now has 5 points. Makes it a 25-19 score. Braves basketball, and they have the lead. Pass goes left side to Agarwal. Three-pointer for the quarter. Going to be up and be knocked down by Ryan Kirtley, the senior
Ryan
guard.
Kirtley,
her first points of the half, 28-19, Olentangy. Double team in the backcourt. Habra nowhere to go with it. And there's going to be a timeout called by Mason. 2:13 to play in the half. Olentangy 28, Mason 19. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Looking to sharpen your skills or learn something new? Buckeye Career Center offers part-time adult education classes designed to help you grow without a long-term commitment. Explore hands-on courses like automotive engine repair, basic assembly modeling, estate planning basics, nail technician, forklift training, plumbing, and our welding short course. Whether you're boosting your skills for work or picking up a practical new hobby, Buckeye Career Center has a class for you. Enroll today by calling 330-339-2288 or learn more at buckeyecareercenter.org.
Take her 9-point advantage for Olentangy. Matt Croy alongside Scott Miller. Again, you can purchase this game online for pay-per-view live stream coverage at WKLM.live. You can also do the 3-day pass still if you want to do that because all the other games are on demand. You can go back and watch those games if you'd like to do a 3-day pass or do a 1-day pass or individual games, however you like to do that here. That's for our pay-per-view live stream coverage. Again, that's at WKLM.live where you can log on to get that. Pass inside going to be to Davis, but stolen away. Olentangy has the basketball. Here's Karina Agarwal. Pass goes left corner to Whitney Stafford. Her three-pointer, no good. Off the mark. Trickles into the hands now on the rebound by Maggie DeBrasi. Mason basketball. Long pass goes left side to Nicole Davis. Davis to the baseline. Under the basket. Her layup, no good, but she will draw a foul. Good job backing that in to the paint. Nicole Davis to draw that foul. 14th foul on Olentangy in this first second quarter. And call that foul on Mia Stafford. That's her first personal foul. Nicole Davis has 5 points for the 5'8 sophomore. Free throw is nothing but net.
Nicole Davis at the line for Mason.
Jaron Aber, of course, producing the live stream coverage for this morning. Courtesy of Claxton Communications. That second free throw also good by Nicole Davis. 28-21, Olentangy. They had the ball. Into the corner, goes over to Peyton Kohlberg. Back out top, Stafford. Left wing pass, Agarwal. Around the foul line. Pass goes cross court to Ryan Kirtley. Her three-pointer knocked down. Great passing. Finds a wide open Ryan Kirtley, and she buried it. Her second made three-pointer of the second quarter, Ryan Kirtley. 10-point lead, Olentangy. On the left wing goes to Anderson for Mason. Anderson, bounce pass to the corner. Received now by Nicole Davis. 1:14 to play in the half. Out top pass down to Maggie DeBrasi. 17 on the shot clock. On the right side, over to Anderson. Down to 13 on the shot clock. Back out top, Anna Habra. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Habra dribbles it. Crossover to the foul line. Down to 5 seconds on the shot clock to Anderson. Back to Habra. Her three-pointer for the quarter up, and they are going to be no good. And rebound grab by Kirtley. They're going to say, they're going to call that a violation of the R. Didn't hit the rim. It was rebounded. But they're going to call that cut that off. Now, she technically got the shot off in time. Didn't hit the rim, but it was rebounded by the other teams. You got to wonder why you'd have to stop action for that. But they did. 48 seconds to play. Here's Stafford with it out top. Loves the right corner. Three-pointer up in the air by Ryan Curley. She'll knock it down again. Third straight three-point basket made by Ryan Curley. All of a sudden, she's got the hot hand. 35 seconds. Here's Habra to the foul line, to the baseline. She'll be bumped in, fouled. Her shot good in the bucket. That'll be a foul and a chance for a three-point play for Anna Habra. Good job of attacking the basket in transition. Habra now has 8 first half points. 15th foul on Olin Tangi. First personal on Whitney Stafford. Mason just trying to keep pace here toward the end of this first half. Free throw by Habra going to be good. Habra now 5 of the quarter.
Those free throw points will be very important if Mason wants to stay in this game.
Absolutely. 34-24 Olin Tangi. They have it. And they'll look to try and get this final shot. Final 17 seconds, new shot clock. Stafford surveys the defense, 10 seconds to go. Stafford top of the key. Right side pass goes to Agarwal. Her three-pointer going to be in and out, no good. Rebound grabbed by Habra. Habra, top of the key. Her three-pointer's up in the air going to be good. Habra at the buzzer. Well, close after the first half for Mason. A three-point play that followed by a three-pointer to get Mason right back in this ballgame. Halftime score from the Reese Center, a 34-27 Olin Tangi lead. Now, Troy Fritz is down there. He'll be looking to speak with Olin Tangi head coach Clark Ransom as we look on down. Then what's going down now to Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Matt. Actually, here with head coach of Mason, this is Coach Dudgeon. And coach, down here by 34-27 half, the three-point shooting of Olin Tangi has been spot on. What's your message to your team here at halftime?
Yeah, I mean, we've got to do a better job on our rotation. I mean, they've got shooters everywhere, it feels like. So it's just a lack of communication on our part and just trying to contest their shots a little bit better.
Absolutely. Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
Send it back up to you, Matt.
Troy, thank you very much. 34-27 lead at the half for Olin Tangi. Back with more here halftime after this on WKLM.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg. Stop in to Rody's IGA for great specials all week long. Whether it's in their deli, meat, or produce departments, you'll find what you need with an outstanding selection and hometown service. For a fresh arrangement of flowers, check out the Posey Path Floral Shop. Then before you head out, sign up for a Rody's Rewards Card and get additional savings while you shop. That's Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Hey, other guys, insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It is halftime from the Reese Center, and Olatunji owns a 34-27 advantage over Mason at the half. Take a look at the individual scoring leaders. First of all, for Olatunji, and for the Braves, it was one player in double figures, and that was Karina Agarwal. She had trouble missing from beyond the arc as she was on fire. And for Agarwal, she was 4-for-7 from deep, in fact, 1-for-1 from two-point range. Agarwal had 14 first half points. While Ryan Curley, also from the arc, she was 3-for-3 from downtown, all coming in that second quarter for her total of 9 points. And Whitney Stafford in that first half, 1-for-4 from downtown, 2-for-3 from two-point range, 1-of-2 from the foul line. Whitney Stafford chipped in with 8 points. Also 3 points for Peyton Kohlberg, rounding out the total for Olatunji of 34. For Mason, they had one player in double figures. That was Anna Habra. Habra 1-for-3 from beyond the arc and 3-for-7 from two-point range, 1-for-1 for the foul line. Habra had 12 points in the first half, including that three-pointer at the buzzer to close out that first half. Also 7 points apiece for Clara Anderson and Nicole Davis. 1 point scored by Jane Davis, rounding out the Mason total of 27. Halftime score, Olatunji 34, Mason 27. Now with the first half team numbers, here's Scott Miller.
Thanks a lot, Matt. From three-point range, Mason was 3-of-5 for 60%. Olatunji 9-of-17 for 53%. From inside the arc, two-point range, Mason 7-of-14 for 50%, while Olatunji 3-of-4 for 75%. At the free throw line, Mason went to the free throw line 7 times, hit 4 of those for 57%, while Olatunji only went to the free throw line twice. They hit 1 of those 2 for 50%. Mason slightly out-rebounded Olatunji 10-9 in that first two quarters of action. And Mason ended up the first two quarters with 8 turnovers to only 4 for the Braves of Olatunji.
Individually, Olatunji leading the way rebounding-wise. 4 boards for Whitney Stafford and also 3 rebounds for Mia Curley. And for Mason leading the way, it was 4 rebounds for Anna Habra in that first half of play. 2 rebounds also for Alyssa Weiss before the injury. Halftime score, it is a 34-27 advantage in favor of Olatunji. And really, for the most part, back and forth for the first half. But really, Olatunji kind of stretched the lead down a little bit, Scott, toward the end of that half. But a good kick plays by Anna Hopper to kind of get Mason back into the ballgame here at halftime.
Yeah, well, based on the shooting of Olatunji, you can tell why they are a top grouping, a top team that have beaten some really good teams this season. And Mason, on their behalf, you know, they do have some size. They do have some quickness, and it's hard to hang in if you're not able to get out to some of that three-point shooting that Olatunji has unleashed here in this first half.
Halftime score, 34-27 advantage for Olatunji. And Troy Fritz looking to get a conversation with head coach Clark Ransom here. And we'll go down to Troy right now. Troy Fritz is down on the floor.
Actually, it's going to be Jake this time, Matt. We're waiting on Coach Ransom to come out of the locker room here. But his team, pretty good three-point shooting, so we'll keep an eye for him. Hopefully he comes out here soon.
All right, Jake Seidel will have that conversation with Clark Ransom once they come out of the locker room. Again, Olatunji came in with a record of 12-2 on the year. Winners of 2 straight. Mason, of course, had that game yesterday at the Classic where they lost to Toledo Notre Dame, the Eagles, by 10 points yesterday. They're 9-4 on the season. Now down to Jake.
Coach, your three-point shooting in that first half seemed to be a big difference maker. What did you see in that first half, and what adjustments do you want your team to make sure they come out of this game with the win?
Yeah, luckily we made some shots, right? I don't think we guarded the way we needed to, all right, or with the effort that we needed, but I thought we made shots. We took good ones late, right, that we were able to knock in, thankfully. But the biggest thing is stops and rebounds. Like, we got to guard, all right, and we got to compete on the defensive end, and I think that'll help our offense as well.
And Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck in the
Absolutely.
Second half.
Thank you.
Back to you, Matt.
Thank you, Jake. 34-27 lead at the half for Olatanji. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Already for the third quarter, Olentangy has the basketball going right to left with it now at the recenter in Dave Stabile Court. That pass goes to Stafford. Left corner pass down the dribble by Mia Curley. Back in the corner. Three-pointer by Agarwal's up there, and that shot no good. Rebound goes to Jane Davis. It'll be Mason basketball going left to right. Here's Habra across the timeline. Habra. Cross-court pass over to Clara Anderson. Her three-pointer going to be knocked down. Clara Anderson off the assist from Habra. Anderson has 10. That's her second three-point basket of the game. All of a sudden, a four-point ball game. Braves had the basketball at 34-30 early in the third quarter. Stafford out top. Her pass left side to Agarwal. Back inside the paint. Going to be shot up and be knocked down by Peyton Kohlberg after she cut to that paint. And Kohlberg has 5 points now on that basket. Mason ball down 36-30. Habra pass to Anderson to the left wing. Out top to Habra. Habra foul line. Lane back to the corner now. Here's DeBrossi for a three-pointer. That shot's no good. Rebound going to be hauled in by Mia Curley. Braves add the basketball into the front court. Whitney Stafford has it on the left point. 36-30, Olentangy, they had the ball. Stafford dribbles the left wing. Now to the corner. Goes over to Mia Curley. Her three-pointer way off the mark. Rebound goes to Habra. Comets out. Now the pass by Habra goes over to Nicole Davis. She'll cross the timeline. Davis works it against Peyton Kohlberg. Out top now to Jane Davis from Nicole. Now back to Nicole Davis high on the right side. Out top of the pass now to DeBrossi. She'll put it on the floor, picks it up. Out top to Anna Habra. Lops the left wing. Now back to DeBrossi. Finds Anderson. Back to floor leader in Anna Habra. Her three-pointer's up there, going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be hauled in by Mia Curley. Has it tied up. Arrow does point to Mason, so they'll get the ball right back. So Mason going to have this basketball after the rebound and turnover. Habra to Inman beneath their own backboard as they trail it by six. To the corner pass goes over to the far end. On the left wing, the Habra. Habra, 15-footers up there for the foul line. No good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Peyton Kohlberg. Braves had the basketball and a six-point lead. Matt Croy alongside Scott Miller for the broadcast. Here's the dribble to the foul line, to the baseline. Shoop shot by Stafford. That's going to go. Whitney Stafford has 10. 38-30 lead now for Olentangy. Comets with the ball. Here's the pass by Anderson to Habra in the backcourt. Back to Anderson across the timeline. Anderson to the foul line. To Lane. Finds Nicole Davis on the right wing. Out top to Habra. Habra drive Lane. Her shot up in the air going to be good. Anna Habra now has 14 points. 38-32 Olentangy. 5:14 to play, third quarter. Braves have it. Here's Ryan Kirtley high on the right. Left side pass goes to Stafford. Out top, Ryan Kirtley. Dribbles it on the right wing. Received now by Agarwal. Cross-court pass back to Stafford. Her three-pointer knocked down for the left side corner. Whitney Stafford. Stafford has 13 points, her second main three-pointer. Meanwhile, here's Habra in transition. She'll knock it down on that drive to the basket. Wasted no time to Dana Habra, up to 16 points. 41-34 lead for Olentangy, but Habra keeping her team in the game. Here's Agarwal to the left wing for the Braves. Now to the foul line. Backs it up out top. Cross-court pass. Right corner off the hands of Stafford. Couldn't handle that pass. And out of bounds. And that'll be the sixth turnover on Olentangy.
Yeah, and two right away here in this third quarter.
Four and a half to play. 41-34 lead for Olentangy. Timeout called. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Seven-point ball game in favor of Olentangy. Reminder, you can purchase this game or any of the games at the Classic at WKLM.live, courtesy of Claxon Communications. Jaron Aber is producing this game this morning. We're also on WKLMFM.com and stream 2 for this contest as well. Of course, we're going to have that Highland-Norway game tonight on the radio, so stay tuned for that. And also, that Tecumseh Michigan game will be on the radio as well today, as well as on WKLM.live. That layup on me, no good by Nicole Davis out of the timeout. Rebound going to be tied up, and Arrow does point. It looks like to Olentangy, so they'll get the team rebound. Braves will have it. Matt Croy alongside Scott Miller for this morning contest. Braves have it. Into the front court. Here's Whitney Stafford's cross-court pass to Ryan Curley. Run the foul line to Kohlberg. Now to Ryan Curley. Dribbles the top of the key. Back to Kohlberg. Top of the key. Right side pass to Agarwal. Wall to the foul line. Her 15-footer's up there. She'll knock it down. Agarwal. That 15-footer now 16 points for the game. 43-34, Olentangy. Comets have it. Down to Nicole Davis. Now top of the pass, Jane Davis. Back to Nicole Davis. Her three-pointer's up in the air. It's going to be no good. Rebound going to be chased down. Now by Mia Curley. Braves have it. He had a nine-point advantage. Three and a half to go in the third quarter. Here's Stafford with it. Working against Anna Habra. Stafford lobs into the corner. Goes to Agarwal. Her three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound chased down by Clara Anderson. Allen's the pass there to the forward and stolen away by Ryan Curley. Back to Agarwal on the left side. Wall hands it off to Curley. She'll find Stafford to reset the offense. Nine turnovers on Mason, six by comparison for Olentangy in the first half. Stafford, left wing, spins around to the lane. She'll be fouled from behind by Nicole Davis, it looked like. First team foul on Mason. Davis, at least she was claiming she fouled her. That'll be her first personal foul. Indeed, it will be on Nicole Davis. Stafford will be at the charity stripe, the senior guard, with 3:03 to play third quarter. Stafford has five in the quarter, and she has 13 for the ballgame. That free throw going to be good. Back to a 10-point lead for the Braves. Mallory Vedra will check in, the junior, replacing Peyton Kohlberg. That free throw going to be no good on the second attempt by Stafford. Rebound goes to Habra. Habra on the fast break for the Comets. Drive. Comes to a jump shot. She's cut off. Out top now to Nicole Davis. Right point now. The pass over to Clara Anderson. Anderson in the corner now. Her pass goes to Habra high on the right. Back to Nicole Davis. Back to Habra. Habra shovels the pass into the hands now of Sophie Roberts. And she'll find Nicole Davis, but deflected away from Jane Davis. Knocked to the floor and stolen away by Mia Curley. Good steal that time, and it'll be the 10th Mason turnover. Now Ryan Curley has it for Olentangy. Back to Mia Curley. Into the corner goes to Stafford. Two and a half to play third quarter. Shot clock at 22 seconds for the Braves. Now over to Stafford with it high on the right side. Stafford puts it on the floor near midcourt. Shot clock at 12 seconds to go. Now down to 10. 8 seconds, three-pointer for the year by Mia Curley. She'll miss the shot, rebound. Going to be grabbed by Hobren. She'll be fouled after she got that rebound. So Hobren gets to the board. First team foul of the quarter on Olatanji. Pretty clean first half. That foul going to be slapped on Whitney Stafford, her second personal foul. Game after this one, we'll have Fairmont taking on Western Reserve. That'll be again on Stream 2, as well as pay-per-view live stream coverage at WKLM.live. Hopper has it into the front court for the Comets. On the right wing, back to Roberts. Out top, Anderson. Her pass goes to Hopper with it high in the left. 1:48 to play in the third. On the top, on the Roberts. Roberts has the top of the key. And she'll find DeBrossi, almost thrown away, but she'll grab it. DeBrossi drive, her runner left hand, that's going to be good. Maggie DeBrossi has her first two of the game.
Basketball, Maggie DeBrossi.
It'll be Olatanji who has the basketball. Stafford on the left wing, step back. Stafford, three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound, knocked to the four. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be off of Olatanji, so it will indeed be Mason basketball after the team rebound. 1:19 to play, third quarter. 8-point lead for the Braves, but Mason trying to keep pace here. Here's Anna Habra. She'll have it out top. Shovels a pass on the right side, goes to DeBrosse. Inside of cutting, Clara Anderson. Her layup is going to be good. Anderson, that cut to the basket. She now has 10 points. Five have come for her in the third quarter. Here's Agarwal. Her 18-footer is no good. Rebound to the four. Going to be 5-4. Ian Wook. Going to be a held ball. Arrow points to Mason. And it should be Mason basketball. Now, some confusion, though, on that call. Official's going to get together here on this one. 44-38 Olatanji. 57 seconds to play third quarter. We'll take a timeout. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Six-point ball game, and just when you thought Olatanji was pulling away with this one, Scott, Mason's got themselves right back in this basketball game.
Yeah, Mason's a good enough team. They can just hang around and hang around, especially with players like Anna Habra and Clara Anderson hitting some baskets, and then you get one of their role players like Maggie DeBrosse, stepping up, and she hits her first basket of the afternoon. So they're hanging around, and I think they're going to give Olatanji all they want for these next quarter and a little bit.
Braves basketball out of the timeout, as it's going to turn out. It will be Olatanji basketball. Inbounded now to Aiden Conkling. Hands it off back to Stafford. 50 seconds to play on the game clock here in the third quarter. Here's Stafford. Cross-court pass goes to Agarwal. Shot clock at 20 seconds. Wall, top of the key. Down to 18 on the shot clock, down to 15 now. Here's Stafford to the baseline. Hands off to Agarwal. Her three-pointer's up in the air. Going to be in and out and no good. Rebound knocked to the floor out of bounds. It'll be off of Olatanji. And Mason's going to have the basketball with 30 seconds on the clock here. So shot clock is off. And Mason can go for that final shot of the quarter if they'd like to do that. Anna Haber to the front court. Her pass goes to Maggie DeBrosse with it high on the right. Back out top. To Sears, back on the left side. Over to Habra, out top to DeBrosse. Hands it off back to Habra. Habra, top of the key. Down to 10 seconds. Down to 9 seconds to go. Habra, top of the key. Crossover to the foul line, to the lane. Her runner up in the air going to be good. Got the roll. Anna Habra, what a shot. And he will not get the shot off to close out the third quarter. Will Olatanji, and now through three quarters from the Reese Center. It is Olatanji 44 and Mason 40. This is Classic of the Country on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit CSB1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Looking to sharpen your skills or learn something new? Buckeye Career Center offers part-time adult education classes designed to help you grow without a long-term commitment. Explore hands-on courses like automotive engine repair, basic assembly modeling, estate planning basics, nail technician, forklift training, plumbing, and our welding short course. Whether you're boosting your skills for work or picking up a practical new hobby, Buckeye Career Center has a class for you. Enroll today by calling 330-339-2288 or learn more at buckeyecareercenter.org.
Mason outscored Olentangy 13-10 in that third quarter. They pulled within 4 points to begin the final quarter of play. 44-40 Olentangy, and Mason's going to have this basketball. Hannah Habra, after she nailed that shot to close out the third quarter, she also nailed a buzzer beater at the end of the half. Her pass goes left wing now to DeBross. Out top Habra, back to DeBross, now to Habra, top of the key. Habra dribbles it down to the right wing. Back out top of the pass to Roberts. Dribbles it left side, spins around. She'll find Habra with it high in the right. Habra, top of the key, lobs it in the corner, goes to Anderson. Anderson, back to Habra. Off her face and stolen away. Couldn't handle that pass, and that'll be a turnover on Mason. Now across the timeline, Olentangy has the basketball. Stafford's pass goes left side to Agarwal. Back to Stafford on the right wing. Stafford surveys it, now dribbles it to the foul line. On the left wing, three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be knocked down on that shot by Allie Retzinger.
Retzinger, yes.
Her first points of the game. Allie Retzinger, 47-40 lead for Olentangy. Here's Haber out top for the Comets. Her cross-court pass to Anderson. Out top to Habra. Left-corner pass to DeBross. Back to Habra, top of the key. Back in the corner to Anderson. Her three-pointer's up in the air. No good. Rebound out top goes to Habra. Habra to the foul line. Her runner's up in the air. Going to be no good off balance. Shot missed. Rebound going to be picked up inside by Mallory Vedra, and she's going to be fouled. It'll be the first team foul on Mason coming in this fourth quarter of play. Second personal foul on Emily Sears. Rays basketball. They have a seven-point lead early in the fourth quarter. Half-court defense on by the Comets right now. Stafford to the front court, has it out top against Habra. Left to the foul line, back to the wall, back now to Stafford left wing. Stafford to the baseline, to the bucket, spins around. She's double teamed, nowhere to go with it, and I think they're going to call a foul. Good defense, except they called a foul on that play. It'll be the second team foul on Mason.
They're going to call that on number 34, Jane Davis.
She'll get her first. They're going to call that in the act of shooting, I guess. So Whitney Stafford at the charity stripe. That's up going to be good. 15 points now for Stafford for the senior guard. Good start for Olentangy to begin the fourth quarter. They're up 48-40. Stafford shot up, going to be good as well, making 16 points. 49-40 lead for Olentangy. Mason has the ball. 6.5 to go. Habra to the front court against the 2-3 zone defense right now of Olentangy. Switching up that defense. Hopper's pass, where the foul line goes to Anderson. And she has it held onto by Agarwal. That'll force a turnover on the held ball. Arrow goes the other way, so that little zone defense confusing Mason, and that'll result in their 12th turnover. Olentangy basketball. Pass goes right wing over to Bretzinger. Around the foul line, out top to Vedra. Here's Stafford on the left wing. Stafford to the baseline. A little hesitation, and she'll be bumped and fouled on that drive to the basket. Blocking foul is going to be the call against Anna Habra. 13th foul on Mason. Habra will have her first personal foul. You know, we talk about the quality players here at the Classic. I think also we should talk more about the quality coaches. We have a lot of great coaches as well we've seen here at the Classic. That's also what you think about the adjustments made in the games. That's a lot of due to great coaching as well.
Yeah, no question about it.
Both free throws good by Stafford. And she's up to 18 points meanwhile. 51-40 lead for Olentangy. Mason basketball on the right side. Here's DeBross. Out top to Nicole Davis. Dribbles the left wing. Here pass goes to Anna Habra. Back to Davis. Anna Habra top of the key. Right side pass to Maggie DeBross. Her three-pointers up there going to be off the mark. Rebound trickles out of bounds. It's going to be Olentangy basketball. So Mason's come out cold. Trying to figure out this Olentangy defense to begin quarter number four.
Yeah, just as they were starting to crawl back in it, then Olentangy starts to pick up their pace.
Three-pointer meanwhile by Stafford. That'll be off the mark. Rebound chased down by Anna Habra. Habra on the fast break for the Comets to the foul line. Habra shot up there, going to be in and out, no good, but she did draw the foul. I'm not sure how that spun out. Halfway down and missed, but she drew the foul, and she'll be at the foul line. Will be Anna Habra trying to get on the board for the first time here in this fourth quarter for Mason.
Yeah, she's had a couple of them that have gone pretty far down into the cylinder and have just rolled out.
That free throw going to be up, in and out, and no good there. Olentangy scoring the first 6 points of this quarter. Habra, 18 points for her. That free throw up in the air going to be good. Splits up here. Does Habra? She has 19. 51-41 is the score. That pass goes out top now to Aiden Conklin. She'll be bumped. Gets the pass off. New foul. That's going to be a turnover. Clark Ransom saying, where's that foul at? But instead, it'll be the seventh turnover on Olentangy. Mason has it. They trail it by 10, 5 minutes to go. Anna Habra's pass goes left wing to Anderson. Back out top to Habra. Down to Anderson left wing. Your three-pointer is up in the air, going to be knocked down. Player Anderson has 15 Anderson points and some timely three-pointers today as well.
Yeah, really important to them, keeping them within that 7 points. Down to single digits.
51-44. Braves have it. First points of the quarter now also for Mason. That shot going to be up in the air, going to be no good by Agarwal. Rebound, however, grabbed by Vedra. Back to Stafford. Stafford's three-pointer, that's no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Anna Habra. Habra will push to the floor, and she'll be fouled on that foul on Allie Bretzner. Second team foul on Olentangy, and Bretzner her second personal foul. 4.5 to go. Mason not done yet here, down 51-44. And side court to DeBross, inbounds it to Anna Habra. 2-3 zone defense on by Olentangy. Down to Anderson. Back to Habra out top. Anderson left wing. Back to Habra. Dribbles it. Anderson to the corner. Her three-pointer's up there. Going to be good again. There, Anderson with the hot hand. Back-to-back three-pointers in this fourth quarter. Her fourth main three-pointer today. And now a four-point ball game, 51-47. Braves lead and the basketball. Here's a drive by Stafford. Hands it off now to Agarwal. Cross-court pass goes to Ryan Kirtley high on the right. Inside to a cutting Whitney Stafford. Her layup is going to be good. Stafford now up to 20 points, 53-47. Olentangy timeout called with 3:46 to play in the fourth. This is Classic of the Country on WKLM.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
First game today saw Portsmouth get a win, 51-54-49, a come-from-behind win over Sycamore. After this, we'll have Fairmont against Western Reserve. That'll be on live-stream pay-per-view coverage at WKLM.live, courtesy of Claxton Communications, and also on Stream 2 on our website, audio version-wise, WKLMFM.com. Same thing for the Brush Mountain Notre Dame game after that. Then Spire Winton Woods will be following that game. The Council of Michigan takes on West Claremont. Then later on tonight, that'll be on Stream 1 at WKLMFM.com and also on the radio on FM95.3 and also pay-per-view live stream coverage at WKLM.live. Airtime around 4:20 for that. And then later on tonight, Milford against Massillon, Washington, and Highland against Norwayne will close out the Classic. Mason basketball out of the timeout. Habra to the front court against that 2-3 zone defense. Down to Anderson. Down to Hopper out top. Lobs it inside. She'll find Jane Davis. Her layup is going to be good. What a look on the pass by Habra to Jane Davis. Davis, her first field goal today. She has 3 points. 53-49 lead for Olentangy. Braves have the basketball. Here's Agarwal. Cross-court pass goes over to Vedra. Right wing pass to Stafford. Stafford has 20 points on the day. Back in the left wing. Now to Vedra. Shovels it out top. Here's Colbert. On the right wing, Ryan Kirtley, who has the basketball. 3:08 to play in the fourth quarter. Shot clock at 10 seconds. Left wing pass. There's over to Colbert. Shot clock at 7 seconds. Inside. Down to the corner. Three-pointer up in the air. Going to be knocked down by Mallory Vedra. What a tough shot by the junior. Vedra, her first points today. And a big-time shot. 56-49 Olentangy. Here's Mason. See if they can answer here. Habra out top to DeBros. Right side pass to Anderson. Anderson to the corner. Picks it up. Out top to Hopper now. Shot clock at 16 seconds. Out top now to Jane Davis. Down to 14 on the shot clock. Now down to 10. Here's DeBros. 9 seconds on the shot clock. DeBros's pass. Received now by Nicole Davis. Now to Habra. Habra drive. Run up here by Habra. Going to be up and no good. Rebound knocked to the floor. However, grabbed by DeBros after he hit the rim. That'll reset the shot clock. Three-pointer by Nicole Davis. Going to be no good. Got the open look. Couldn't make it. Rebound by Anderson, however. And it'll stay in possession of Mason. Here's Habra. Drive to the lane. Her layup going to be no good, but she will draw a foul. Anna Habra. Mason working hard trying to get that ball to go. Finally, it'll be Anna Habra at the charity stripe.
Yeah, one thing you mentioned a little bit earlier about the quality of coaches here at the Classic in the country. You know, we just saw Mason go down after they got the ball and the timeout, and they were able to work the ball into a player that, you know, they hadn't really looked at much so far this afternoon, and they got that basket, and then they're starting to pull themselves back. And then, you know, you get the Olentangy coach, another great coach. He's able to work his ball around, and they get an open three-pointer.
All these adjustments these great coaches are making. Habra will split a pair, made the first one, missed the second one. Rebound grabbed inside by Mia Curley. Braves basketball, they lead at 56-50 with 2 minutes to play on the game clock. Here's the handoff to Ryan Curley. Ball deflected and grabbed by Mia Curley. Cross-court pass into the hands of Kohlberg. Shot clock at 16 seconds. Back in the corner to Ryan Curley. Dumps it inside of cutting. Whitney Stafford. Her layup is going to be good. Stafford so good at cutting to the basket. She does it again. She has 22. 8-point lead for Olentangy. Now Mason has it. Anderson with it on the left wing. Looking to hand it off. She can't do it. And stolen by Whitney Stafford. Great heads-up defensive play. Mason, her 13th turnover. That was a big one. 1:20 to go on the game clock. Out top of the pass, down to Agarwal. Down to Stafford with it high in the left. Shot clock at 20. Back in the corner to Ryan Curley. Curley to the foul line. Cross-court pass goes to Agarwal, high on the right side. Now to Whitney Stafford. 13 on the shot clock. Now down to 10. Inside goes over to Kirtley on the pick and roll. She'll make it up and in. Mia Kirtley.
Mia Kirtley for two.
Has her first 2 points in the game. Here's Mason with it. Down 60-50 now. 48 seconds to go on the game clock. Here's DeBros for a three-pointer off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Mia Kirtley. Olentangy with the ball and a 10-point lead. No foul for Mason. 35 seconds to go. Into the front court, the pass goes over to Agarwal, so maybe electing not to foul is Mason here. Down by double digits. Pass inside goes to Stafford, her reverse layup. That's going to be good. Stafford again, another cut in another basket. Up to 24 points. 17 seconds to play. Just smart basketball. And now to Jane Davis for Mason inside. Now to Anderson to the corner. 9 seconds to go. Habra. Three-pointer by Habra is going to be knocked down. Anna Habra. An outstanding ball player in her own right, but that'll close out the game. Olentangy gets the win by the final score of 62-53. Olentangy goes to 13-2. They now won 3 in a row. Mason goes to 9-4 and will have their second straight loss. Again, the final score of this one, game two of the Classic. Olentangy gets the win. 62-53, and stay tuned also after this. We're going to be going on to game 3 of the day, has Fairmont taking on Western Reserve. That'll be pay-per-view coverage for that live stream-wise will be on WKLM.live. If you want to log on and watch the live stream coverage of that, you can do that. It's also the audio version on WKLMFM.com on stream 2. And stay tuned also. We have interviews throughout the day again today on the radio, on FM 95.3, and also on the WKLM YouTube page. Scott, thanks for your time and helping us out here at the Classic.
Yeah, thank you. And really appreciate it, and got to see some great basketball as usual. And I know we're going to continue to have great games here throughout the rest of this afternoon and this evening.
Absolutely. Scott Miller alongside. Again, the final score one more time for this one: Olentangy 62 and Mason 53. Back with more from Classic in the Country next on WKLM.